Okay, today is, we begin Maseches Temura. It's a good question. There's like 6 or 7 Maseches left. Maseches Temura, not an easy Masechta. It's not that long, but it's not that easy. It's a very interesting Masechta, because it deals with something that doesn't come up anywhere else in the Torah, which is that there's an Isser in the Torah, which is the Isser of Temura. It's an Isser in the Torah to exchange one carbon for another. Okay? So you designate an animal for a carbon, and then for some reason, you exchange it with another animal. Same type, I have that animal, I found a different one. And you would say, I'll exchange that A for B. If you do that, the halach, first of all, it's a lav. And not only is it a lav, you get malchus for it. Because that's going to be the discussion. The first big sugya is having to get malchus, because it doesn't have no mic. Mission to the Amalka. So you get Malkus for it. However, the halacha is both animals are Kodesh. Which one do you bring for carbon? We'll discuss. Both animals are Kodesh. Which is why the first big sugya in this Masechta is when you do something that you're not allowed to do, does it work? For example, if you're not allowed to marry your sister, does it work? We know it doesn't work. So why does Temura work? Why does it work? Right? And that's the first big sugya of the Masechta. It's very interesting. It doesn't really happen anywhere else in Shas, where you do something, you're not allowed to do it, and yet it works. That's one of the quirks of Temura. What? Right. Right. That's because you're redeeming it. Right. I hear you.
I don't want that shlomo.
Right. That no.
I found even better.
There's no question. There's no question.
It
makes sense. You don't even pay intentions. I wanted to be covered so badly. All I could find was a cheap one. Then I found the better one. Of course, it made so much sense. I'm only doing it. Right. Right. Exactly. So the answer is still not allowed to do it. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. Just one. It's a weird thing. You get an Avera, but you get Malchus, and now, right, very strange. Right. So listen to this pasuk. It's actually this week's parsha. It says, the second pasuk right after Shishi. It says, Hishomer mipano. What? Yeah. Hishomer mipano. Be careful. Ushma bekolo. And listen to Hashem's voice. Al tamer bo. Don't disobey. Ki lo yisav lefeshechem. He's not going to forgive you. Kishimi bekirbo, because his name is within you. What does it mean? Al tamer bo. So Rashi says al tamer bo, lashon hamra'a. It's a lashon of being a rebel, like Merida. Kima asher yamrez picha, right? And then others have a. The Rashi says. The Gemara says it means temura. Don't exchange Hashem for another god. So, right, that's what it means. Gemara says it means, it's pasuk. Al tamer bo. Don't exchange Hashem for someone else. It's not better. The point is, as Rashi doesn't say that, Rashi is just like, same thing. Rashi's not arguing the Gemara. By exchanging, it's an act of rebellion. Now, even though you have good intentions sometimes, you want to bring a better animal, for some reason, the Torah doesn't want you to do it. Okay? With that introduction, we can begin. I think we will. Okay, it's opening mission says like this: Hakol Mamre, anybody can be over the Avdeira of Temura. Anybody can do that. Echad Anashim, the Echad Nashim. Whether you're a man or a woman, why on earth do I need the mission to tell me that if you're a woman, you can violate Temura? Women are included in every lo tasei. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay, now it says like this: Hakol Mamre, anybody can do this, as implying that it's mutter. Anybody can do this. A man can do it. A woman can do it. Losha adam rishai lahamir. Not that you're allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it. Ella she'im hamir mumor. If you do it, you are over the temura. This sofa gets haraboyim. And you get malchus. Okay? Let's look at Tosvos. Second Tosvos. The sofa gets haraboyim. Now, in the Torah, there are really two Averas. There's lo yamir, which is means you can't do tumura. The lo yachli fenu, and you can't do tumura again. Two times it says it. So the im tomar, amai lo tani shmonim. Why doesn't the Mishnah say you get malchus twice? Why not? Why? The haksiv it says lo yachli fenu v'lo yamir. Oh, so two lavin. Why don't you get malchus twice? Now, with two lavin, same action, right? So v'yesh lomar Tosfos gives two answers. First of all, d'lo nasan l'minyan malchios. Tosfos answers the Torah. The Mishnah wasn't telling you the number. Yeah, it did say sofer against harboim. That's just a common phrase. It means you're getting two. Why did it say one? How did the Mishnah write it? Right? Lo nasad minyan malchus. It wasn't the minyan of malchus. Ella klomar dulokia leha. You get malchus for it. How many? Half of three. You're gonna get two. I told you the two things wrong. You violated lo yamir and lo yachas benim. That's Tosfos' first answer. V'oyei shlomar. His second answer. Dulaolam lo loki ella arbaim. Really, only get one. Aye, there's two lavin. V'tshrei lave tzrifi. The reason why the Torah has two lavin is for two different situations. Chad, the carbon shalom. One is if you do tmura in your own carbon. Gizun. Chad b'shal chaveiro. And one is if you do tmura in someone else's carbon. Right? Kigod, to amar. Someone says, kol harote lahamir, yavo v'yamir. Anybody wants to come and take my animal away and transfer it for a better animal, you're more than welcome to do it. Okay? So Tosfos gives two totally different answers. One answer is Ein Hachanami, you get two. And one is no, you only get one. There are two lavin. You get two lavin, two different situations. One is you, one is your carbon, and one is someone else's carbon. The truth is, the Marsha asks that, he doesn't understand the whole, what is Tosfos' question? The Gemara is going to say on Daf Dalet, right, that Abaye is going to hold that anytime you do something that you're not allowed to do, it works. Like tomorrow. Rav is going to hold, no, tomorrow is an exception, that never works. So the Gemara is going to ask that Abaye, why do you get Malchus to tomorrow? It's a lav shenitzek lase. The Gemara is going to ask that. It's a lav, what's the assay? The assay is treated as kodesh. So you did something wrong, but you can fix it. How do you fix it? It's the kachim. It's a very funny lav shenitzek lase. But the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says it's a lav shenitzek lase. We know the rule is, by a lav shenitzek lase, there is no malchus. What's the Tosfos talking with two malchus? No malchus at all. According to Abaye. So, the Gemara answers, that really, Tumura has two lavin. It has two lavin. It had, what's the two lavin? Lo yomer, but lo yachli fenu. Ein hachinami. For one of them, you get saved by the lav shenitzek lase. You're right. You're left with one. Let's toss up hacking away. The Gemara says you can't get two. You only get one. Which one? And the whole toss up the whole thing is wrong. Well, one's for you, one's for another person. No. It's all you. There are two lavin. However, one of them is removed because it's a lav shenitzek lase. You're left with one lav. That's why you only get one lav. Doesn't say the whole kasha. Doesn't say the whole thing. It raises a whole another deeper issue about whether or not you can get two malchus for doing one action. This is what this is really over here. Two aveiras for one action. I can only think of one other time where this comes up, which is humming. Right? There's two lavin of bal yirah and bal yamatz. It's the same thing. They're both the same thing. Because even if I can't see the chomet, but I know it's there. I think it's also over by Yerah. I think. Right? Just because you can't see it, doesn't mean it's not over by Yerah. Doesn't see it. I know it's behind the couch. I can't see it. I know it's there. It's also by Yerah. So you really over the same thing twice. Now, by Yerah, by Yerah, so you don't get Malchus. It's also lost from the glass day. What's that say? We'll burn it. You find chomet, get rid of it. There's no, right? On Pesach. Cover it over. You have to get rid of it. The question would be, what if you walk into a bakery on Pesach and buy chametz? That's a good question. Would you get malchus then? That's a machlokas. Some say, since since Bayo Bayo Matze. Generally, don't get Malkis. Why? Either it's a lav she'en b'maisa, or it's a lav she'en b'maisa. If you go ahead and do a maisa, you still don't get Malkis. And others say, no, if you do that, you do. So the machlokas about that. The point is, in another situation, you have two lavin that are the exact same thing, right? You're like, if you would even get Malkis, you would only get one. Right? So that's why. Same thing. The lav she'en b'maisa, the lav she'en b'maisa would only remove one of them. You have one left. Right? Very, so that's also a very interesting discussion. Right, what's the assay that you're doing? So the assay might be to bring it as a carbon. That might be the assay, to go bring it. Go bring it now. You're right. You made a mistake, you got a vera. I'm gonna give you an opposite, you can fix it. How do you fix it? Go bring it for a carbon. Right? So it's a fix it, it's a lash in the class A. Okay. Yeah. The taiva is, as Monty said earlier, the taiva is, I saw a much better one. I don't want to come to like a schlep. I saw a better one, now here I go. But listen, everybody makes their own justice. What do you mean? People have a taiva to show up at the Beis HaMikdash with the best possible animal. People have a taiva for that. They justify it. The Torah said that's only if you. That's what you're going to say. But that's only if you have no taiva. There's no reason. So why are you transferring A for B? They're both the same price. They both look the same. Here, it's totally different. Mine's so much better. So it's the same Shemayim, right? That's how the road to hell is paved like that, right? All good intentions. Right? Exactly. I can justify this amazingly. What? Who said that? I mean, what if you're giving a better one? Right? Uh-huh. And what if you want to do a better one? I hear what you're... Okay, the Rambam makes sense. And you can see it just the other way. That what? That people, they bought a cheap one. Then they came with, like what they said, they came with some money. You know what? I just won the lottery. I should buy a cheap one. Now I have the money. I'll go buy a better one. Ah, the Torah said no. Yeah, that's only talking about people like that. What? It's a good question. Right, so we have a whole masakta to go through it. So that's why the Torah do that. Exactly. So we just said. The Torah gave two laughing. Two Ethereum. Oh, so Tosfa said, correct. It's like Bali Ron, Bali Matze. Exactly. Yes, it is. You can't be overwhelmed without being overwhelmed. Right. Same thing. It's the same thing. So Torah, by the way, the Tosfos said one if you do two more for your animal, and one is if you do two more for your neighbor's animal. You know your neighbor's never poor. You'll do him a favor. You'll transfer to him. You have the money, right? Well, again, I'm such a good guy, right? I want him to come like a balabat to the Beit HaMikdash. I'm not a schlepper. I still can't do it. Right, okay. So we could spend like a month on this Tosfos, going through all the Rambam and the Rabban, the Armach Lokus, how do you do the mitzvah? Hagufa kasha. So first of all, the whole mission doesn't make sense, as I said, because Amar, so we start off saying Hakol Mamre. There's Hakol Mamre, which is Mashma, the Chachila, go right ahead and do this. Anyone can do this. A man can do it, a woman can, anyone can do it. Then the Mishnah ends off, Ahadar Tani, Lo Sha'adam Rishai Lahamir, not that you're allowed to, Ella, Im Hamir Mumar. If you did it, you get an Aver, which is a Bidiyevet. So which one is it? Now the Gemara asks, is that even possible? The Tisper Hakol Mamrin, the Chatzila? You can think that you're allowed to do this? In other words, we start off saying, go right ahead and do it. And then we say, no, Bidiyevet. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Lechatzila? You're allowed to do this? So the Gemara says, Adikasha Lach Masnisan, you have a Kasha on the Mishnah? Tikshi Lach Kra. The Kasha is really on the Pasuk. Dichsiv, Lo Yachlit Benevel Yomer Lotso. The Torah says not to do it. Don't do this. So why is the Mishnah starting off if you do, go ahead and do this? Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Amar of Yehuda, Hachi Ketani. Here's what the Mishnah should read. Hakol Matfisin B'Tmura. Everybody can be two-faced, right? Everybody can create Tmura. That's a different story. Go ahead and do this. Everybody can create Tmura. Echad Anashim, Yechad Anashim. Man or woman. Lo, Sha'adam, Rishai, Lohamer. That's what you're allowed to. Ella, She'im hamir, mumar, b'sofik etzarboyim. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to get a lot easier today. As the Mishnah said, if I came off of Mars and I learned the Mishnah, that's what I would think. Right? Of course not. That's what the Gemara says. What do you want? The Pasuk says you can't do it. What kind of question is that? The Gemara, you're right. It should be like this. Anybody has the power to create tomorrow. You're not allowed to do that, but everyone has the power to do it. Correct. We're going to get to that on tomorrow's daf. The sofik, right? That we're going to get to tomorrow about lav she'ein bo ma'isa, but there are exceptions. Tumur is one of the exceptions. Even though it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, you get malta. Why? Because you can change the status. Right? Well, we had that one. We'll get to it tomorrow. The sofik gets harboyim, and you get malta for it. And it says hakol. I'm sorry. Hakol mamrim. Anyone hakol asuye mai. Who does it come to include? Lasuye Yoresh. It comes to include a Yoresh. Udiloki Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not, because we learned. Yoresh Someth. A Yoresh does Smicha. In other words, the father died. The son now Yarshin. The father designated a carbon, but he passed away. He didn't have a chance. Now the son has to bring the carbon in the place of the father. So the Tanakhama of this Yoresh Someth. A Yoresh can do Smicha. Yoresh Meimer. And a Yoresh can also do Meimer. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eina Sobech, but Yoresh Eina Meimer. Impossible. Impossible. Right? The Our Mishnah can't Rabbi Yehuda. Right? My Taiba, the Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Why can't you? The Gemara says, Yalip, Tchilas Hektish, Misof Hektish. He learns out creating Kedusha from the end of Kedusha. What's creating Kedusha? Creating Kedusha is Tumura. What's the end Kedusha? Smicha. Ma, Sof, Hektish, Yoresh, Eina, Somech. Just like Sof, Hektish, the Yoresh. Sof, Hektish means, there's nothing left for me. The last thing I'm going to do before I bring it is what? Smicha. Can a Yoresh do Smicha? No. A Yoresh cannot do Smicha, according to Yehuda. How do you know that? See in a minute. Ah, Tchilas Hektish Yoresh Eino Mamer. Just like a Yoresh can't do Smicha, can't do Tmura, he also can't do Smicha. The Smicha Gufa Minoa. How do you know he can't do Smicha? How do you know Yoresh can't do Smicha? I mean, in other words, if the father designated the carbon, I'm so excited I'm going to bring it, never can cast away. The son has to bring it, but the son doesn't do Smicha. How do you know that? So Gemara says, Tlasa Carbono Ktivi. It says the word carbon three times, three extra word carbons. Chad, carbono, below carbon, over kochavim. One is for you. You do smicha. A guy does not perform smicha. The guy brings the carbon. A guy is allowed to bring the carbon. He does not perform smicha. Chad, carbono, below carbon, chavero. You can't do smicha for someone else. Even if you're a shliach for someone else. You don't have, the guy doesn't have a chance. He asks you, oh, you're going to shlaim. Take my carbon. The chaver does not perform smicha. And chad, carbon of a low carbon oven. You can do smicha, not your father's carbon. Says of Yehuda, just like you cannot do smicha for your father, you also can't do tumura for your father. Okay? And that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, hakol, anybody, even a Yoresh. By the way, what does that mean, a Yoresh? That means that your father designated a carbon, and then he died. So it's your obligation. You say, oh, my father was such a, you know, he's a good guy and everything, but he was really a cheapskate. So I'll do better one. Can't do that. I'll do that. According to Yehuda, you're allowed to do that. Ula Rav Meir de Amar Yoresh Someh. And according to Rav Meir, that a Yoresh can yes do smicha. A Yoresh can yes do smicha. Vaksiv, it says carbono. Does it say carbono? After all, there are three limudim. So what to do with that limud? He learned that for something totally different. Homi Barle Larabos, call Bale Chuvrin Lusmicha. If 100 people, right, win the lottery together, they have an office lot, they all win together, they all bring a carbon together, all 100 have to do smicha. Right? Tosafot just points out, it's very funny. Two of them are memayit something. You are not a goy. You are not a friend. And then the third one is you and all 99 friends that bring it together. Right? You and includes it, now it includes everybody. Right? I guess they designate somebody. That's exactly why Tosafot says it has to include. Who else is it exclude? There's no one else to exclude. Who else are excluding? It has to be including somebody. No one else. No one left. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would say, Balei Chover, L'smicha, less like. It's not true. Exactly Yossi's point. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that all 99 people have to do smicha together? The answer is 99 don't do smicha. Only one does. My time, or why? We're going to get to them. My time, huh? The halo miyached carbon di day. Right? They didn't all miyached the carbon. One of them brings the carbon, that's all. Now, the Eva Yisei, I'll give you another answer. La'olam really islay. Really islay. Islay what? Rabbi Yehuda does agree with this drasha. And even carbono would include all 99 people. The carbon, omiko chavim, the carbon chavero, bichad kranafka. The fact that a guy or your friend cannot do smicha for you, can't do smicha at all, that's the same thing. Same thing. V'yater lei chad, and there's one left over, lebalei chavim lesmicha, to tell you that all 100 friends that bring carbon together all perform smicha. Okay? So we finish Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, a yoresh does not do smicha, and a yoresh does not do tumura. And right? And we explain why both. And Remeir holds the Yoresh does do smicha, and Remeir holds the Yoresh can do tumura. And then when it says hakol tamrim, it means a Yoresh. Correct. Right. Correct. Good. Now, Remeir the Amar Yoresh Meimer my timer. So now according to Remeir, why does it work? Why? How can a Yoresh do tumura? Amalach. It says, Im Hamir Yamir, Larabos Hayoresh, Tadrasha to include the Yoresh. The Yalef, and he learns out, Sof Hektish, he learns out, Sof Hektish, Mitchilas Hektish. Ma Tchilas Hektish, Yoresh Mamer, just like to get something off the ground. Tchilas Hektish, the Yoresh can be Mamer. Sof Hektish, Yoresh Mamer. So to at the end, when it comes to the last stage, the Yoresh can also do Smicha. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, v'im, hamer, yamer, mayam. What does he do with the word v'im? V'im, hamer, yamer, right? That's double ushin. He can't include a yoresh. Rabbi says to Isha, he comes to include a woman. D'tanya, like we learned, l'fi shekol inyin kulo, eino medaber, ella lashon zachar, since the entire parsha. It said in the masculine, shenamar, like it says, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yamer oso. Isha Minayin, how do you know a woman is included in the Ikhtar of Tmura? Talmud Lomar, V'im Hamer Yomer, L'Rabo Tessa Isha. Okay? Yeah, we're going to get that in a second. Uli Rav Meir, and according to Rav Meir, Isha Minalan, how does he know there's a woman? How did he know a woman's included? Nafkale mi V'im. It's from the word V'im. Rabbi Yehuda, V'im lo darish. Doesn't darish in the word V'im. Okay? So, again, Meir held a Yoresh can yes do smicha and a Yoresh can yes do Tumura. Rabbi Yehuda hold not, and according to both of them, a woman can. Now the Gemara is going to ask Simcha's question. Bein Rabbi Meir, who Bein Rabbi Yehuda, time of the Rabbi Kral Isha. The reason why a woman's included is because the Torah went out of its way somewhere, with some extra words, to include women. Halo Rabbi Kra, and if not for that, Hava Mina, I would have thought, ki of the Tmura, lo lucky? If she does Tmura, she doesn't get Malkus? That's what I would have thought. Women are not included. They're only included because of a drasha. And if it would have not for the drasha, it wouldn't have been included. Bam Rabbi Huda Marab, the Chaitan of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, it says, Ish o Isha, ki yasu mikol chato ta'adam. Hishva hakasav, Ish l Isha, lakal oshishim Torah. What on earth is going on here? Right? What on earth is going on here? Women are included in every mitzvah from the Torah. All of a sudden, I would have thought women are not included. The only reason they're included is special words. What's going on here? The truth is, okay. Right? Good question? Yeah, a Yorish is a strange thing. You didn't create the condition to begin with. Your father did. Now he died. Okay, so there's a special thing that the child has a duty to carry the carbon through. No, a woman can bring her own carbon.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When she has a baby, she shows up herself. What if she... What? No, she doesn't have to. He could. She doesn't have to. She could bring it herself. What if she's a single girl and she wants to bring the carbon? She's allowed to. Right. Right, but she has no money. Right. She could bring her own carbon. She's independent. She's 100%. So it's a very good question. The question's far better than the answer. Far better than the answer. The Gemara answers, you're right. It's true. It was necessary for the Torah to go out of its way to include women. Why? Right? Now, I would have thought, Hani Mili, the only time women are included, Onesh, Deshava, Ben Yachid, Ben Tzibur, when the Onesh applies to everybody, Aval Hacha, when it comes to Tumura, Kivan the Onesh, She'eno Shava Bakalu, it's not true. The Onesh doesn't apply to everybody. Ditnan, Ein Hatzibor Bahashutfin Otsin Tmura. Tzibor. Let's say bringing a carbon Tzibor on Yontif or on a Sabbath. There's no Tmura for that. Or even partners can't make Tmura. I would have thought Isha Nami Ki of the Low Lucky. So if a woman did it, she also can't do it. It also doesn't work. Come on, come on. Torah has to go out of its way. Right? You hear that answer? Since Tamura doesn't apply to everybody, I would have thought women are not included. Kamash Mon is a special part that they're included. Answer Shita Mikubeta. What kind of answer is that? What do you mean? Tzibur is not included. Every mitzvah in the Torah, so he gives an example. Let's say, I have the following situation. Women are not included in Shabbos. And by the way, they are. It's a law to say in the Torah. Women should not be included in Shabbos. You know why? Because Shabbos is only about wool and linen. What about other garments? Not true. So therefore, women should not be included. What kind of answer? What kind of thing is that? Every mitzvah has their own gedarim. The fact that a tzibur is excluded from tmura, why should that exclude a woman? Why? Such a difficult answer. Right? Women are only, what do you mean? There's no shatnez by wool and cotton. It's only wool and linen. So therefore, women shouldn't be included. What kind of answer is that? It's a difficult answer. Right? It's a very difficult answer. It's not satisfying because the Torah always does that. So there's always a mitzvah that only applies in certain situations and not other situations. Why should that exclude a woman? Why should it do? Why? I understand the tzibur. Good. We're going to learn that. Why can't a tzibur make tmura? I don't know. I didn't learn it yet. I don't know why. Why can't they? The Kohen Gadol is going to change the carbon on Shabbos. The carbon tibor, the carbon musaf, is going to change that. He can't do that. Who's going to do it anyway? Paul Kaisel is going to have a vote? But let's assume that someone can do it. So it doesn't apply. Good, so that's a quirk. Every mitzvah has a quirk. Right? So why should that exclude women? No, it's a difficult. I didn't ask this question. She didn't come back to the answer. It doesn't say the Gemara. Okay? Okay. Next. Now, by the way, look at Rashi. Rashi says something even more wild. So what did Gemara say? I would have thought women are not included. Why aren't they not included? Because Hebrew is not included. Kamash and other included. Rashi has another version of this Gemara. Look at Rashi. It says, Hachi Garcina. Hani mili, I would have thought, Lav Shiyesh Bo Maita, that only when there's a Maita, that's when women are included. You know, women are included when it's a law that's a maisa. Dichsev hashiyasu, demashma, onshin sheyesh be maisa. Keep going. Chil Shabbos, sharisum sheyesh be maisa. Avolav sheein bo maisa. Keep going. Temura. Dibidibura talya milsa. All you did was speak. Ema, I would have said, lo tilki. That a woman's not included? Kamash Milan, she's included. Right? That's the Marshal. What on earth is that? What is Rashi talking about? What about a Mesid, a Mediach, his or Shavuas, cursing your mother, cursing. Women are included in all that. And they're all Dibur. What on earth is Rashi talking about? Right?
It's difficult.
Right? And the Rashash said, it's true. It's true. Women are included in all that. But here, you didn't do... He says over here, a woman shouldn't get malchus. She ain't ba maisa be a dayim. But you didn't do a maisa be a dayim. So what? The answer is that. We're going to have it tomorrow. Let's say, you know, lav shem maisa doesn't have malchus, right? So what's a classic lav shem maisa? Cursing. What? Someone curses his mother. What do you do? Nothing. Just curse her. What if your words create a maisa? Right? For example, the animal is over there, and you yell at the animal to go over there and then be over some isser of the fire or something, or you would get malchus, according to the Rambam. Why? Because even though you didn't do anything, all you did was scream. But your words created the animal to move, so it's no different than hitting him. Right? You want to say, some short bedisha, right? If you scream at him and the animal moves, why? Because your words created the maitre. Same with tumur, by the way. Your words create the maitre, we said tomorrow. Your words create the mitzvah. It's not just cursing, or other yisurim. Nothing happens. Just talking, right? Rashi doesn't say that. It's difficult. It's impossible. Rashi. Then the second answer Rashi gives is what we said. Lashon acher kasa b'svarim hani mili onesh shazava ben yachid ben tibor. That's only if it's that's what the Agamar said, right? V'hai onesh hu dehush v'zel azeh. That's only if it's the same. Aval hacha b'tmura ain tzibur osin tmura. A tzibur can't make it tmura. Kidamrin v'idach v'pirkin. Like we're going to say later on. Kamapik le'mi ma'iser. V'kamapik le'mi ma'iser. We're going to learn out of ma'iser. We're going to have it later on. Okay. Next. Boy Rami bar Chama. Cotton mahu shiyamer. Can a cotton do maimer? Can a cotton? Sigmar says, wait a minute. Hey chidami. What kind of cotton? Elam of cotton shalohi giela onas nadarim. If he's under 12. There's no shaila that he cannot. Why? Kivan da akadusha lo akdish. He can't create kadusha. A maimer, maimers. He can do maimers. 10-year-old kid. 10-year-old kid, no shaila. No way. Ela kiti ba kikon bailed cotton shigi lo onas the darim. A cotton who reaches the age of 12. The halacha is that even though a cotton is, it doesn't, you don't become a gadol for mitzvot until you turn 13. There's one exception. The exception is what comes out of your mouth if you're 12 years old. Already, oh, you have to be 12, or a girl 11. If you're that age, 12-year-old boy, and he knows what Nedarim are, and he knows Hashem, and when he says a neder, he understands the concept of good matet. And if he knows all those consequences, then it'll work. So now, that's the question. What if a 12-year-old boy, smart boy, good boy, knows everything, and he does Mamer tomorrow? Does it work? That's the suffering. May Amrina, do we say Kiva de Amar Mar? Since we said Ish. Says by the Dorm Ish. Ma Tamad Lomar, Kiafli Neder, Lerabos, Muflosamach Leish. Even guys, almost an adult. When it comes to the Dorm, we treat him like an adult. Tikachu, Kadosh, who, right? So Ma Akdushe, Ma Akdish, and Mure Nami Memar. Since he has the ability to create Kedusha by making a Neder. So we'll let him, he also can create Tamura. Odilma, well, given the law Bar Own Shinhu, at the end of the day, he's not a Bar Ownish. He's only 12. Therefore, the tmura lo mitzvah doesn't work. That's the Gemara's suffering. Now, im timtza lomar cotton ovid tmura, if you want to tell me a cotton can do it, right? The ha'asi l'klal ochin, because you're right. Right now he's only 12. But one day he'll turn 13, right? So therefore we're going to allow it. What about ovid kachavim ma'u? What about a goy? Shem yamir. What about a goy did it? Now again, a goy is a lot of bringing carbon. He's allowed to. Right? So he brings a carbon, and then he decides to bring a better one, or a worse one, but it doesn't make a difference. Me and Rina, do we say, since a goy has the ability to create kedusha, how does a goy have the ability to do that? He's allowed to bring a carbon. Titania, ish, matamad lomar ish, ish labavos omekachavim, shenodrin nedarim venedavos ki Yisrael. He's allowed to bring the darim. Amar maybe emuri nami namer. Maybe he could also do Tamura, right? Ask Tosfos, wait a minute. Didn't we just say on Amar Aleph that a goy is not Tomech, and a goy therefore can't do Tamura? That we learned. We didn't say that. We said that a goy can't do Smicha, and we learned Smicha from Tamura. So, Tzila. Just like the Yoresh can do one, he can do the other. And he can't do one, he can't do the other.
And that make a lesson. I mean,
right?
But if you say, I'm going to bring, nobody can force him to bring. And then you change my mind, I'm not
going to. How do you know that? Maybe they will force him. I don't know. How do you know that? I don't know. Maybe. But the point is, I don't know about that. It's a good point. But the point is, he certainly can do it. He certainly has the power to create the carbon. A guy can do that. He certainly does. So if he has the power to do that, maybe he has the power to do Tamur also. Even though he's not of our own age. Tamur is not one of the shepherds of Bnei Noach. Right? So that's going to be the Gemara's topic. A boy? Yeah, but a boy will become a gadol one day. A guy is never going to get punished for this. Okay, so whatever he can bring, he can do tomorrow.
Can I go and market something?
Yeah, I don't. Can he donate it?
No, I'm
doing this animal for this. I think he can. Yeah, I think he can. It becomes a carbon. Go ahead, we're allowed to bring carbonos. They can only bring olives, whatever they can bring, shlomim, whatever. But they don't bring a chata. But they can bring whatever they can bring. They can only bring an ola. Right, so they can bring an ola. So they want to bring an ola. So can they do tomorrow? So Tosfos says, wait a minute, didn't we just say in Amud Aleph that if we learned that tchila from Tov? So if a guy can't do smicha, how on earth can he do tamura? So Tosfos answer is no. The only thing we compare tchila and Tov is a yoresh. Only a yoresh tchila and Tov will go hand in hand. Not anybody else. Why should that be? I don't know. Anyway, Odilmor maybe, kivon delo asi leklal onjin. Since maybe he'll never become included in the category of Onjin, Kiyavit Tamura, Lo Kacha. So if he does, Tamura doesn't work. Carbon he could do, but Tamura maybe he can. Amar Rava, Tashma. Try to bring a Raya. Titania, Kaje Omikochavim, when it comes to the carbon of a guy, Lo Nehenin, you cannot have enough from the carbon of a guy, Velo Moalin, because there is no Me'ila. There is no Me'ila Doraisa. Midrabanan, don't go near that carbon. Okay? Everybody else's carbon, every other Jew, is Me'ilah D'oraita. The Ein Chayavan Aleihem, Mishom Pigel, Nosar, V'Tameh. Also, there is no Pigel, Nosar, or Tameh. In other words, if a Tameh person touches this butter, touch him, he's not going to become, not going to get carbon. There is no Pigel, Nosar, or Tameh by the carbon of a guy. The Ein Osin Tamura. He can't do this, no Tamura. The Ein may be an Aleihem Nisachin. And there also is no Nesachim. Aval, Karbanu taught Nesachim Dibur of Shimon. In other words, we know, we have, by Jews, is a rule, every carbon has to require wine. What if you didn't have wine available? So bring the carbon anyway, and then you can bring the wine whenever you have a chance. So by a guy, if he has the wine that moment, they bring it. But there's no din by a guy, oh, I'll bring it tomorrow. No, you don't bring it when you bring the carbon, there's no Nesachim. That's what it means. Ein Nesachim, Ein may be Nesachim, there's no Nesachim later on. Aval Karbano taught Nesachim Dibur of Shimon. Shimon says, when you bring it, you have the wine, then bring it.
So, right.
So they don't want
to.
No. He'll pay for the wine. He'll pay. Then they made Jew. You didn't bring your own wine. Right. Okay. So, right. But let's say they ran out of wine. Come back to every Jew they told, come back tomorrow. That's good. That's okay. You ran out of wine. Come back tomorrow. We'll have wine tomorrow. We'll have next week. We'll have. You can bring it next week. By a guy, you don't have it that moment, no more wine. Amar Biosi, that's a Biosi. Bikulan, where am I? Amar Biosi. Bikulan and Iro Lahachmer. I think I'm Achmer all of it. In other words, there is pickle by a guy, there is noser by a guy, there is pickle by a guy, all of them. However, Bedevam Amurim, that's only true, Bekaje Mizbeah. That's only true, Bekaje Mizbeah. Avo Bekaje Berakabayas, but if it's just a donation, Maul in the hen. Then it's for sure Tamura. Then it's for sure Me'ila. No question about it. No question about it. Okay? Ketani Mia. Anyway, what did this price say? Ain't Osin Tamura. There's no Tamura. Very simple. Right? There's a side machlokas about everything else. But Tamura? No issues. There is no Tamura. Okay? Now. Virami Bar Chama, how's Dvorim Bar Chama going to get out of that? Right? Who's Dvorim Bar Chama here? Dvorim Bar Chama's question. Dvorim Bar Chama had a question. What's the story with Tamura? Can a guy do Tamura? So, this price is black and white. It can't. He cannot. So, Virami Bar Chama, the hektish Ovid Kochavim with his chaper Ovid Kochavim lo kama bayali. Now, there's no question that if a goy brings a carbon and a goy now wants to do tumura, that doesn't work. There's no question about that. Ki kama bayali. What was my question? My question was the hektish Ovid Kochavim. The goy, it's a carbon that belongs to a goy. Umitzchaper be Israel, but a Jew is the one who's doing the tumura. As we said, as Tosfos said in the first 5 minutes today, you can do tumura for someone else's carbon. So if a Jew, if a goy has a carbon, and a Jew goes ahead and does tumura, is that an aveira? If it would be another Jew, there's no question it's an aveira. Right? There's no question. Except according to Yehuda, he said you can't do tumura for a chaper. So we're not talking about Rabbi Yehuda, right? But according to everyone else, if you do tumura for a chaver, it's tumura. What about if it's a goy? What's the quest? What's the suffix? Basar makdish as leanan, or basar mitzchaper as leanan? Do you go by the one who is, I think the goy is bringing a carbon on your behalf. What? Right, the guy is bringing a carbon on your behalf, right? Right, the guy is bringing a carbon on your behalf. So, what? No, no, look. That means it's yours. It means it's yours. He's bringing it that you should get the check mark. Your check mark. So, now, who does it go after? Does it go after the one who brought it? The one who's makdish it, which is the guy? Or after the one who's getting the benefit for it, which is the Jew? That was his suffix. That was his suffix. Abasa mitzchaper is lina. But does it go after the one who's getting the benefit? Okay? We'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow. We're sort of in the middle of a story, but a good place to stop. We'll pick up tomorrow, and we'll resume then. Everybody have a good day, and everybody have a good Shabbos.